and the next point you could just have one and be getting fucked by barbarians.
Nice. Fucked by barbarians. Coming off the game.
It's pretty fun.
You're just like in one room. No, I need rest.
It's like that scene, the whole picture. That's all.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Halo.
Is it Monday yet?
All right, so I'm going to be quite frank. I got a lot of stuff to do after this podcast. You know, I don't want my podcast to suffer, but you guys mind if we just go right into gaming news?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
That's the gayest thing I've ever seen you do between segments.
Yeah, I enjoyed every second of it.
Why are you calling me, Stefan?
I don't know. my pocket is calling you, apparently.
If only we had cameras.
Get me out of here.
I'm like,
Cooper just slowly put his middle finger in his mouth.
What's up?
And stared at Stefan the whole time he was.
That's not the only thing he slowly puts in his mouth either.
Heyo!
Whoa!
Gay joke from Tyler. Never saw that coming.
All right, guys.
Don't judge me.
15 canceled Xbox 360 games that should not have been canceled. First off, Halo MMO.
Oh.
Apparently, there was a Halo MMO.
I don't know if I would have liked that.
I'd
refrain from judging it until I saw it, but. I could see Microsoft raping the shit out of people with money with that. Like a Halo where they actually pay monthly. Ooh, what can we do with this?
All right, next up is Division 9, which the way they word this, just it kind of sounds like, yeah, this was scrapped. Division 9 was supposed to be like Left 4 Dead. It was actually what kind of Left 4 Dead was supposed to be. Was this technically canceled or was it just Left 4 Dead?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of what they make it seem like. They said... they were going to make Division 9, which was pretty much exactly Left 4 Dead. And then they thought, oh, a horror game wouldn't be popular, so they scrapped it and then made Left 4 Dead. So it's like...
I don't see why they say a horror game wouldn't be popular.
Yeah.
Austin and I both agree that it would be really cool to play a game where you're in the boots of a horror serial killer, or on the opposite end, you're trying to get away from a horror serial killer.
That would be sweet.
That would be pretty sweet. Just make like a Jason video game where you're trying to get away.
Yeah,
but sure. And the only people that die are people that have premarital sex.
Or drugs,
that's right.
I could have sworn, though, there is a Jason game,
or listen to
there?
Rock and roll and shift their hips.
On NES, there was.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right on NES.
This is exactly.
That's not anywhere near to what we were thinking.
Hey, I was scared of shit, alright?
Outside of Halloween game, that was terrible, too.
And Freddy and Texas Chainsaw, they've had them all.
All right, next up is Cypher Complex, which is apparently a mix between Splinter Cell and Metal Gear Solid.
Hmm. They're both the same kind of game.
They got some glaring
differences.
It's called
Siphon Complex?
It's Cypher Complex.
Makes you think of Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
That one shooter
for
game.
For PlayStation.
After that is the Cops video game.
Yeah.
When I think about that, kind of seems like that game should be canceled.
Makes me think of that one game on GameCube that was like Grand Theft Auto, but you were the cop.
Oh, the juice or something like that?
True crime.
Yeah, true crime.
That's so funny. And you, like, arrest people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That too.
Next up is Road Rash, that was going to be made in 2006 by EA.
Damn it, they should have done that.
They should have done that.
Road Rash was such a fucking fun game.
Road Rash is awesome.
Well,
beat you with the chain while we're going 60 miles per hour on a motorcycle.
Pull you off with it. Oh,
and
man.
The only way I know this game, like, I know it exists, but I never played it, but Cameo 2 is next. Do you remember Cameo in Uno?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way I remember
that
Cameo.
Game was awesome, though.
Was it?
Me and Austin.
And I remember fucking
I played the
Tyler's
demo,
little
but
brothers, Hunter and Jack, would freak out about that game.
That game was a lot of fun. Yeah. Like, it's not in my top 20 or anything, but it was a lot of fun to play.
I think I only played the demo, and I don't really remember how that how that played out.
You were like a girl and you switched into animals.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing.
Next up is Necessary Force, which is apparently kind of like Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto, except made by Midway.
Hmm.
Mortal Kombat characters.
Yeah. Okay.
Fatality.
After that, it's Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings.
That should be canceled.
After that is The Witcher, Rise of the White Wolf.
Actually, that's on the computer, and I hear that's pretty sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After that is Ascendant, which is a third-person fantasy RPG.
I'm out.
Hopefully it's not a JRPG. I've really been out of that franchise since Final Fantasy X. I have not wanted to play a JRPG.
What's JRPG? Japanese
RPG. Because they're kind of all the same, and they're just like... Everyone looks like a woman, all right? I'm just confused while playing them.
Final Fantasy 13's like almost a remake of Final Fantasy 7. There are a lot of very, very similarities.
I saw a trailer for Final Fantasy 14 online. You know how it's kind of like 11?
Yeah.
It's a MMO?
Yeah.
It looked freaking amazing.
Did it?
Yeah.
I haven't checked that out yet.
I know. Like, I was like, Final Fantasy 14, all right, I'll buy it. And I look at the trailer, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, fuck, wow, I'm not going to try that. I'm going to try this out. All right, next up, Justice. Justice was a game under development. In fact, it was just a concept for a new game at Lionhead Studios. No information about this game, then why is it on a list of games that shouldn't have been canceled?
I can tell you one that shouldn't have been canceled. Champions Online.
Yeah.
Except for it should have been, like, made well.
That sounded like a good game. That sounded like it was going to be, like, another Two Worlds.
It was an MMO where you could be... It was a bunch of superheroes or you could be a villain. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
It sounds great. Like, in theory, just like Two Worlds. Sounded great in theory.
Well, hey, Two Worlds 2 is coming out, and it's supposed to be better, all right?
All right, well, we'll
still
awesome
be about 5 years behind, though.
All right, next up is Time Splitters 4.
Yeah.
Time Splitters 4 was under development at Free Radical Design, but the studio closed in 2008. The studio was later bought by Crytek and eventually became Crytek UK. We are still not sure on the status of another Time Splitters game.
I think that's what they really do need a new Time Splitters game.
We need a new Time Splitters now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, physically in my hand right now.
Yeah. Wondering how it hold up, though, with all the shooters these days.
I think...
Like, I'd still probably get it.
Well, it would just advance, just like any other game.
With, Call of Duty and Halo and Uncharted and all the shooter franchises, like Gears of War, I could go on, Battlefield.
Yeah. I think it would spread by word of mouth, because, you know, it's completely unlike those, and it's just got a real fantasy thing to it. It's
what are you
really
telling my dick?
Wall,
what are you telling my dick?
Well,
you said it spread by word of mouth.
But you know, like, I actually did this story on the podcast on Three Way of Awesome, like, a year and a month ago about a new Time Splitters game, like, episode 6. They said if the market demands it, they can make something completely out of this world. And we all said... I think you were there for that episode. We said, how would the market not demand that, something like that?
Time Splitters 2 was a great game.
Oh.
3 was pretty good, too.
Yeah. Love it. I never played
it. I'm sure just like what you said, how would it hold out to games these days, it would just probably...
That fucking monkey was like odd.
Fuck that monkey.
Is it the game that had Anaconda in it also? You remember that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could play the little different...
Anaconda, the mini game.
I think we played more Anaconda than
Yeah,
game.
We played a ton of Anaconda. Me, you, like Dustin, and Natalie at the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time played that. That was great.
Next up is Stormbirds, a flight simulator by Juice Games.
Gay.
After that is Urban Race.
Sounds gay.
it's similar to Mirror's Edge, apparently.
Oh.
Tiburum? Apparently it's a tactical first-person shooter, kind of set like Command & Conquer, and development by EA.
Oh, yeah.
And that will do it for that. Next story, video game sales slump further in August, but Xbox 360 is king.
Woo!
The video game industry slump shows no signs of abating, but there's a silver lining for both Sony and Microsoft. Were you going to say something?
Oh, no.
No, I just wanted to go into the beginning of the story here. Video game hardware and software sales in the U.S. declined 10% in August, according to a report by market researcher NPD Group. Year-to-date numbers aren't any better, with revenues dropping 8% compared to last year. The August numbers tell an interesting story. Sales of game software dove 14% compared to the 5% slide for consoles and portables. Falling 12%, August was the weakest month for Nintendo Wii ever since 2006. The news doesn't get better for Nintendo, which saw sales of its touchscreen Nintendo DS plummet 38%. The company is planning a successor model to the DS with a 3D screen expected in March 2011. Despite declining sales, the Wii remains one of the best-selling consoles of all time. But it's not all doom and gloom in the report. For the third month in a row, Microsoft's Xbox 360 outsold Sony's PlayStation 3, PSP, Nintendo DS, and the Wii. In fact, both PS3 and Xbox 360 sales have seen their sales volume go up, while the Wii's declined.
It's because they're finally affordable.
All right. We'll leave it at that. That's pretty much all you got to say. Yep. Like they're affordable.
Yep. They're not $700 fucking dollars like the PS3 was when it first came out.
That was ridiculous.
All right.
$400 for 360.
We got the best and worst game maps of all time. Apparently, this thing's going in alternate, so it's like a best one and then a worst one. So we're going to start out with... The thing is that they say the best and worst maps, but they just give you games.
Okay.
That makes so
that
total
does
sense.
Not make
so
sense.
It's like a whole world.
So I basically...
some of the older games
They're just judging which games had the best environments, basically.
Yeah.
Overall.
I just wish they would have worded it in, like... It makes me think of, like, one scene or one map. Because, like, this first one, Assassin's Creed, that's not necessarily a map. That's, like, a whole world.
Yeah.
But then later, there's, like, older games, which is pretty much just a map. But a good one, Assassin's Creed, one they do not like is EVE Online.
I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Thinking that.
Next for good map is StarCraft.
Yeah.
After that, a bad map, Elder Scrolls 2 Daggerfall. It said it's like finger painting on an endless canvas.
Aha.
Good map, Grand Theft Auto 3. Bad map, and they qualify this by saying, we know this game is awesome, but the map sucks. Super Metroid.
Hmm. Yeah.
More Labyrinth than David Bowie.
It is. It really is.
Good map, World of Warcraft. See, again, that's like a world. That's not necessarily a map.
It's got world in it.
Oh, bad, Mass Effect. They say it's a galaxy without sprawl. Good one, Ocarina of Time, Water Temple.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Water Temple, that sucked. You had to get, like, the iron boots to get down to the bottom, and it was all fucking
And
crazy.
Then once you get inside there, you get a certain amount of keys. If you don't use the keys in the right order, you get fucked, and you have to reset your whole entire game, because you can't get to the other key if you do it the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm glad I never went through that.
Yeah, it sucks.
I wonder if that's where I stopped playing.
Like, that happened to me once.
I remember getting to the water temple, but I don't remember a lot after that. So maybe that's where I got lost.
That's probably
lose.
Probably what happened.
All right, another bad map is Final Fantasy VI. Glitchy, apparently they say it is. Another good one is Doom.
Doom.
Can't go wrong with Doom. And they say this one's a toss-up. Civilization. Because Civilization has some sweet maps, but they're all kind of random.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really get, like, the same map twice.
Unless you do a scenario.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, some are really, like, shitty, and there's awesome ones. Like Donut World, that's a sweet map.
You ever done the thing called Rise and Fall of Civilization, and it actually takes you through the timeline of whatever civilization you play. So at one point, you could have fucking huge amount of cities, and the next point, you could just have one and be getting fucked by barbarians.
Nice. Fucked by barbarians. Sweet. Sounds like an awesome game.
It is pretty fun.
You're just like in one room and they just run the train on you. You're like, no, I need rest.
It's like that scene in Pulp Fiction.
That's awful. All right, and they say the worst map ever.
Ever.
Superman 64.
Cha.
They just say, ha 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 ha.
Everything's bad about that game.
Yeah.
Everything.
All the buildings look so crappy in that game.
I actually owned that game for a day, and then I made my mom convince Walmart so that I could take it back for Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I rented it for like a weekend or something, and I didn't mind it at the time, but yeah, seeing film of it
even
these
I
days,
hated
I'm like,
it.
What the hell?
All right, final news story for games. Top 10 zombie shooting games of all time. Number 10, Cold Fear for the Xbox, PS2, and PC.
I don't know anything about that.
Number 9, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah.
For the Wii and Super Nintendo.
It's awesome.
8, I Made a Game with Zombies in It.
Hey, I had that
Xbox
one.
Live.
It was a dollar.
Yeah.
All right, 7, Call of Duty World at War. 6, Left 4 Dead 1. 5, House of the Dead Overkill.
Yeah.
4, Dead Rising.
Aha.
3, Left 4 Dead 2.
Zombies. No, I don't even know what that is.
3 is Left 4 Dead 2 for the 360 and PC. 2 is Resident Evil 2 for the PlayStation,
yes,
PC, DC,
yeah,
N64, GCOM, and GC.
What is number 1 going to be?
Number 1 is the original Resident Evil for PlayStation.
First and second one are still the best of these games.
Really enjoyed 5, but I didn't play a lot of the old ones. I played, the only ones I played actually were, that I can remember that is the GameCube one, 0 or something like that.
I remember watching you play
the
that
remake
one.
I think is what it was. Something like that. You're in a mansion. You're in a giant mansion.
Yeah, that's
and you couldn't go to the front doors. You couldn't go out the front door for some reason.
Yeah, I remember watching you play that game. I was like, hey, can I try? No. So I was like,
no.
Fuck that, dude.
No.
You're going to kill me. You're going to get my guy killed.
This is my only guy. It's my last guy, Tyler.
But.
All right. That will do it for gaming news. So let's go on to some news.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, God.
What?
I forgot my notes. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
God
let me,
damn it, Leaper.
What? This isn't the three-way of awesome, is it? Where am I?
I do like that new intro music, though.
I do. Just kidding, guys. Anyway.
Blast from the past. Or like 8 weeks ago, whatever. All right, and here's the news. All right, first up, Jehovah's Witnesses are mad.
They're always mad.
You know why they're mad?
Because don't get presents on their birthday.
No, because atheists won't keep their views to themselves.
That's funny.
Jehovah's Witnesses are mad. It doesn't matter that's atheists. It's bad that they're mad at anybody for not keeping their views to themselves.
Isn't that ironic?
I mean,
don't you think?
I've had, I don't know how many times I've opened the door and it's a freaking Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
That's why what you got to do is you take the little pamphlets you give you and you go and you draw a chalk outline in your driveway like Jeff Foxworthy did and put the pamphlets in the middle. No one will ever bother you ever again.
What?
All
right. Basically saying draw a chalk outline of a body, a dead body.
A dead body.
And leave the pamphlets there like he killed the Jehovah's Witness.
All right. I just think I should come out with a pentagram on my forehead. I'm going to back up now.
Or 666 on your forehead.
What's wrong? Where are you going?
Don't you have something you want to talk to me about?
Don't you want
to
come inside? I got some candles lit.
All right. Something very sad here. A delicious truck filled with delicious Dr. Pepper.
I don't know.
Has overturned off an off-ramp. Oh, has landed on the ground and is on fire.
No.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
All 23 flavors.
Oh, God.
Did the doctor make it out, though?
Not one flavor survived?
The doctor made it.
Yes.
But not the pepper.
The doctor makes it.
Pepper's gone. We lost
Mr.
Pepper.
Pepper will live on.
Sure. Sergeant Pepper.
No Lonely Hearts Band.
Or Pepper and Salt. On Blue's Clues.
Salt and pepper.
And paprika.
Blue's Clues.
We watched Blue's Clues last night, dude.
We were doing the Netflix where you can watch things together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of Mystery
Science
3.
You're like sitting in a
little
theater and you see your avatars sitting there in like theater chairs. Me, Everos, and Matt watched Blue's Clues and made commentary to it.
Yeah, it was fun. We watched an art episode and an anatomy episode.
Anatomy of what?
Steve's anus.
All right. Next up in news, speed bumps of the future, creepy optical illusion of children. Now, has anyone seen anything about this?
No.
Apparently, it's in a parking garage here, that's where they have it, but instead of a speed bump, it's an optical illusion of a kid chasing a ball.
Nice.
And that's supposed to even slow down. I mean, it would get me to slow down, but I could see people do this, like... They see the optical illusion, and they're like, oh, fuck that. You know,
it's actually a kid.
One time, there's going to be a real fucking kid. And they're going to be like, I'm not fooled by that stupid illusion. They're going to wham, hit a kid, and it's going to be a big thing, and it's just going to blow up in everyone's face.
Giggity. I would just be like, man, did you see that illusion back there? Oh, it was really elaborate.
I even felt the bump and everything.
I had the blood all over my windshield. Hope this goes away.
All right. Top 10 funny robber disguises. We're going to go back to 10 here because, you know, this is stupid and they
just
do it reverse.
Toilet paper.
That is on here, the toilet paper man. But we'll start with number 10. A man tries to rob a convenience store with a thong on his head.
My God.
Nice.
Probably had it on backwards, too.
What about a guy with a mask of his own face? Modeled of his own face.
They're like a spy from Team Fortress and just have a mask of like an engineer.
Yeah.
But it's like the engineer that works down the street. All right. Number 9, robbers from a Tampa Bay pawn shop dressed up as doctors. Full scrubs, mask.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Another convenience store robber put a beer box over his head. This one's probably my favorite. Two robbers drew on their face with Sharpie. And it's not very good, too. Like, one almost looks like a Batman mask. Like, if, like, if, like, Michael J. Fox drew it.
How do you think that... One looks like he's just trying to make a beard.
It does look like a beard. All right, number 6 is a toilet paper bandit.
Nah.
Yeah.
All right, number 5, a man with tidy whities over his head. Number 4, a man who wrapped his head in duct tape.
Wow.
Number 3, a man who posed as an obese man.
Wears a fat suit.
Number 2, a man that dressed up as a tree.
Hey, do you remember that tree being there?
This one is probably the most clever. Number 1, a white man disguises himself as a black man.
He completely, oh my God.
And they have his two faces here, like the black face and the white face, and it's a very good disguise. Like, and he said himself, like, what's the first thing you notice about someone when they're doing anything?
Color
of their skin. That's the first thing you notice. Come on. Especially when you're asking someone for a description of the subject.
Was he black, white, Latino, like, or Mexican?
They're like, he's a black man, but the guy was a white man. It's a very creative disguise.
He's
it's better
a tricky
than wrapping your face in duct tape.
Or toilet paper. Or thong, for that matter.
Yeah, we could just pretty much go back to it.
Yeah.
It's better than all these. All right. That will do it for news. Now we're going to go on to an up-and-coming segment.
Giggity.
Giggity.
Now it's time to run down what you'll be seeing in the near future. Here is up-and-coming.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick. With a stick.
All right, so this week on up-and-coming, we're going to talk about Gearbox, the makers of the new Duke Nukem game that... We're still a little skeptical, but
I think it's coming. I believe it.
I really think it's happening this time.
Giggity.
I really think there's actually going to be a Duke Nukem game, and we're all going to jizz with Nukem excitement.
Giggity.
But after Duke Nukem, I expect them to start working on a Borderlands 2.
I thought you said aborted lands. A bunch of babies.
It's gonna be all gooey too. You got afterbirth and placenta all over the place.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, so given the success of Duke Nukem, I mean, there's nothing saying that they have 170 employees. There's nothing saying that
they
can't hire on more people and use two teams.
Fetus grenades. Yeah.
So.
And that is our bad taste of the day.
I think the Michael J. Fox joke was the bad taste of the day.
Fetus cocktails.
Oh, God. Okay, so, after Duke Nukem, do you think there will be another Duke Nukem game after that?
Someday? Yeah.
Do you think it's going to take another 13 years?
I don't think so.
20 years this time.
I think it'll take about 3 or 4, because they'll probably do something in between. Probably another Borderlands or something else.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Unless they do what I said and hire more people on, but that all depends on the success of Duke Nukem.
Because Duke Nukem finally ran out of gum, and it's time for him to get back to kicking ass.
Yeah, I saw that. They're like, he was going to kick ass and chew bubble gum. It just turned out he had 13 years worth of gum. I can't believe there's a guy with a Duke Nukem pre-order receipt from 2001.
That's sweet.
Like, patient,
you know,
mother.
How GameStop will call you before a
pre-order comes out?
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to call him.
Do you think he's going to get a call before Duke Nukem Forever comes out? He'll be like, Duke Nukem Forever will be at GameStop tomorrow. Like, I would just shit my pants if I was that guy. Like, that's crazy.
How old will that guy be now?
He has a heart attack as he's playing the game again.
I mean, just think about it. Think if this guy was like a diehard Duke Nukem fan. Like, this is the number one Duke Nukem fan. Like, think to us, like, in an hour or something, we find out that Halo Reach has been delayed another month.
Have I ever seen
And then a couple weeks, we hear that it's delayed for a year. And then Bungie just disintegrates. And then they have to revamp it and remake it. And 343 disintegrates. And, like, Gearbox picks it up. And we don't pick it up for, like, 13 years.
It just takes out the entire gaming industry.
Like, what if he's that guy that loves Duke Nukem more than anyone else?
Because you got to think, say even if he bought it when he was like 18 or 19, that guy's like fucking 30 something now.
No, you know what's funny?
Mature game, so I mean.
Well, you know what's funny is that probably guy gets the call. He's probably like, "Well, shit, I don't have a console to play this on now." Yeah.
He said he had a little note next to it that said, "I'm a very patient man," so it looks like he's getting it.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That's amazing. By the way, I got a text today. Someone offered me Halo Reach for $30 today. Yeah, I know. I was like,
it's probably one of those leaked copies or some shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I already paid mine off, but thank you.
Thanks.
Just from a random person?
No, it was from someone we know.
Oh, okay.
I don't really want to say it on the air.
But we can't. Yeah.
It's because it's kind of shady.
I was like, what the hell? Who just sends a random text to a random stranger? Look, I have Halo Reach. What? What is this Halo Reach?
Meet me in the back of that dark alley here and we'll arrange a deal.
Oh, you don't have $30? Maybe there's another way you could pay me.
That's going on the soundboard. I don't know what I'm going to use it for, but...
Oh, we'll find something. Giggity.
What are you being... Is that a mosquito? Wham! Boom! Headshot.
We are being attacked in the studio as we speak.
I know. Where do you go? Right, I don't want to get bit by a mosquito while on the podcast. Where'd he go?
He's on the lamp, like on the side.
He loves lamp.
I don't know what's going wrong.
Did you get him? You missed.
I missed.
Oh, that's coming towards me.
Shit. You break your hand. Now you have to wear like a hand cast. You're like, no, I only had one more day to go.
I'm trying to play Halo Reach with a big mitt.
We just hear Matt play the whole time. It's ow, ow, ow. I don't know where it went, right, Matt.
Yeah, I don't know where it went, but, you know, if one of us gets bit and gets malaria.
Bees!
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 All right, so that'll do it for Up and Coming. Now, normally about here, we do a Halo Reach Around, but I don't want to leave that for last. We're actually going to do a This Day in History. It's been a while. And to be honest, it's not This Day in History. I'm doing this month in history.
It's been a while.
We don't do this often.
Since...
Think back to the past for this day in history.
I don't know it! I'm just not dead! I'm so lost! Wait, erase me again! Oh, God!
It's Russian.
All right, this day in history. Actually, this month in history.
You cheeky
we
bastard.
We passed that all around the table. You think he took it? That was me.
That's funny. We do need a camera in here. During some segment, I don't know when it happened, Leaper grabbed Tyler's hat. Did you grab it off his head?
No.
Oh, God.
Like, God, no.
Like, as he could see me out of his peripheral
Tyler's
vision.
Tyler's very sedated. He doesn't
grabbed
even
Tyler's hat
I'm
and
sedated.
Just passed it around the table.
You'd have to be if you didn't notice your hat getting taken off.
Or head. I'm just not paying attention to my hat because we're, like, doing a podcast.
I meant off your head, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said I am very sedated. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
All right, so this month in history. September 1st, 1988, Nintendo released the Super Mario Bros. 2.
Woo!
Oh, wait, I hate that one.
I love that one, man.
Wasn't bad.
September 1st, 92, Nintendo released the Super Mario Kart for the SNES.
Ah.
September 1st, 2005, 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis, Missouri rules that Digital Millennium Copyright Act disallows altering video games published by Blizzard.
So don't hack Blizzard.
Yeah.
They'll fuck you up.
September 2nd, 99, Rainbow Six Rogue Spear released. 81, September 3rd, 81, Coleco Industry obtains exclusive use of Midway manufacturers' trademarks.
Huh.
September 7th, 2008, Spore released, and...
It was a disappointment.
Was a huge disappointment, pirated by everyone. All right, here's a bunch of things that went gold.
Gold.
September 15th, 2003, Halo PC goes gold.
Gold.
September 16th, 2005, Fear goes gold. September 20th, 2002, Unreal Tournament 2003 goes gold. September 21st, 2004, Tribe goes gold.
I love gold.
September 23rd, 2005, Age of Empires goes gold. Age of Empires 3, that is. And September 30th, 1998, Grim Fandango was released.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's one more. September 30th, 99, GameSpy opens up. Yeah.
September 24th, 2007, what came out?
Like a game came out?
Halo 3.
Indeed. Here's the winner.
Yeah,
you
right.
win absolutely nothing.
Oh, hey, good story. So the night Halo 3 comes out.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
we're
so
all,
get this,
we're
right?
All, oh, I got this one, okay? It's all great. Right. So, you know, we're in line. We get Halo. We go home. I put Halo in my Xbox. I get a call from this dude sitting across from me. That would be Leaper. It is raining like a bitch.
Yeah.
It is raining like crazy. And Leaper's like, hey, I got my car. Was it your car, Tyler's
no,
car?
No, it was Tyler Swanson's
it was
fucking
car.
Thunderbird.
He's like, hey, I got it stuck in, like, this guy's yard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It did.
It's the yard directly across the street from Tyler. And so, in the middle of the night, when it's just pouring rain and you're all waiting for me, I go to help Leaper push his car out of the yard. And there's, like, this big tire mark through the yard. It's all muddy.
Because I tried getting it out, and it fucking spun dirt over.
It was stuck like crazy. Yeah. Like, both of us, we were pushing as hard as we could. We were just slipping. Yeah. Can't get this thing out. Freaking neighborhood watch guy just passes us.
Yeah. And then he comes back around and I'm like, hey, motherfucker.
He's like, oh, you guys need help?
And he's this big black dude. And what's funny is he didn't even think I should say something to the people I just put ruin their yard.
That was funny, though. Remember when Swanson, like, after, like, some snowstorm, like, went to park at Stefan's house and actually parked his car into the snow and got
the
stuck?
Van.
Yeah.
That was funny. And then when he tries to fix it, Stefan or Ben was like, the yard's not safe.
Yard. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that's good. But
I got another funny story about the Halo 3 launch night.
Okay.
So we were so excited. We ended up screwing something up. It was funny. So Ben's like, hey, you want to ride to your car? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be great, because I was on the other side. We just, like, drove, like, halfway to my house, and we're like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be dropping me off to my car, not going
that.
To my house.
Or how about
we were just so, like, distracted, because we just wanted to get home and play, and then he's just, like, taking me home instead of my car.
How about me forgetting my ID and driving all the way home and getting my birth certificate just so I can get the game?
Yeah,
that was
good
one
stuff.
Interesting night.
I got a funny story. This was this was freshman year of high school before Halo 2 came out, like a month before.
Yeah,
and so, you know, my mom's taking me home from school. It's me, Tyler Swanson, and this other kid we know. Tyler Swanson and I are talking back and forth about Halo 2. Like, you know, we can't wait for it. It's gonna be so fun. And then this kid goes, "I bet you they're gonna make a Halo 2." Well, it's exactly what we're talking about.
What the hell is that? It's on the door.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, we do indeed need a camera.
All right, so Stefan has already removed one article of clothing.
And is that bash I'm slightly turned on right now?
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm out.
They're so perky.
All
right. This podcast is already getting a little gay, so we're going to go to the Halo Reach Around.
Aha, beauty.
Prepare yourself. This is Halo Reach Around 2010. Get some.
By the way, when you made me look away, I saw the mosquito.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, but then I had to look back because I heard you take off your shirt.
Yeah, wouldn't he rip it off? He'd just go.
Anyway,
I got something Halo related.
All right, go for it.
Last week you said
one sec. Oh, if it has to do with me, then go ahead. I was gonna
last
go find that mosquito.
Last week you
real
said
quick.
ODST was not worth $60.
It's not worth $60.
Why do you think that?
The gameplay itself, it's just not a very long campaign. even though I didn't play through the whole campaign. I've been told about how long it is. It's not very long. Other than that, it's not very fun. I didn't have much fun playing it.
Look at it.
Oh, yeah. Get it?
Got it.
Yeah.
Down goes the mosquito.
Did you actually play, though?
I played through some of the campaign, and I played a little bit of Firefight with you.
We played like 20 minutes of Firefight.
But I played some Firefight on my own, too. And it just wasn't that fun. There wasn't anything really fun about it. And the thing is, even Bungie acknowledged it wasn't worth $60. They wanted to make it $30, which is probably what it was worth.
Yeah, but that was a little bit earlier on in development. I think they added a lot more
developers
to it
developers.
Since then. I think at first it was just supposed to be the campaign.
I still don't think that game was... It just wasn't worth $60.
Well, yeah, let me run something by you and see what you think.
I think it's very similar to the Shivering Isles expansion.
Like, okay,
and
so
that
you
was
got,
$15?
Yeah. You got like an 8 to 10 hour campaign, depending on how good you are.
Which isn't very long.
And then to get all the achievements, you have to play through that multiple times.
Not everyone gets all the achievements.
Though. You're right. I know. I'm just saying. So some people, if you are into that, you get about 15, 20 hours. And then comes with the whole Halo 3 multiplayer, every single map,
but
for the people
really,
that don't...
can't really consider that much of a feature.
Well, let's say, okay, the three maps that it did come with is $10. So there's $10 worth of... I mean, you're getting that deal with it anyways. You're getting maps instead of having to buy them. Would you stop? God damn it.
God damn it.
Then you have Firefight, which you can get plenty of time out of, too, because it has, like, 8 to 10 Firefight maps,
and
which...
I might be a little bit biased, but I honestly don't think Firefight was really that fun.
I thought it was awesome.
I don't think it was anywhere near what Horde mode was.
See, and I think it was as good or better, to be honest.
Man, I just can't agree with you there. I was
you
not
played,
a big fan.
But you played by yourself.
I know, Firefight.
I understand that, and I played with you too, but I played Horde mode by myself too and had fun. So,
played
comparing
by himself,
comparing
with
those
you.
Together, I just didn't really have that much fun. It seems to be improved upon in Reach, so you know I'll definitely give that a try,
yeah,
especially
it looks
with multiplayer.
A lot of fun in Reach.
Firefight, you know, versus that looks like it'll be fun, but
yeah, it came with the Halo Reach beta, which
that
another thing was
that wasn't announced though when the game was released. That was
I think it was.
I don't think so.
I really think.
I think it was a couple months later. They said those who have Halo ODST will be playing
well,
in
on
Reach
the
Reach beta,
but on the campaign, the campaign disc could always have that Reach beta thing. So I think it was there for the whole time or whatever.
I still think. It's just not worth $60, man.
So how much would you say it was worth?
I think $30 was definitely a good price for it. $40 would have been fine, too, I suppose. I got more than a deal on it when I got it at the time. Just because I think... Plus, I got free shipping on it. I think $30 is probably the best for it. But I just it's not a $60 game.
Gotta disagree.
I don't think we're going to be able to...
No, I know. I'm not. None of us are going
to
change each other's
disagree.
Mind. I'm just saying... From my personal experience, and I played campaign multiple times, I mean, the campaign was just as long as Halo 3's, so I don't see why people use that as, like, an
but
argument.
But was it just as good?
Oh, it was better,
because,
I
mean, just everything I hear about ODST was that it was just kind of, you know, a good expansion, but lackluster as a full game.
Like, the campaign was very unique. It was a lot different, I thought. Like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, you have one, like, main city, right? And then you open up different parts of the cities to lead to different... I don't know. It was completely different than Halo 3's, but I thought the storytelling aspects were a lot better than 3 or 2. Probably not 1, but I don't know.
I mean,
played 1.
I'll put it this way. Like, when I... Even though I didn't play much of the ODST campaign, you know, when I play Halo 1, it instantly immerses me. Same with Halo 2 and same with Halo 3. It makes me want to keep playing it. ODST, for, you know, the first, you know, hour and a half I played it, nothing in that made me want to play it more. I had no desire to keep on playing.
Alright.
So, I don't doubt it's a good expansion, but I just don't think it's worth a full game price.
I just think, like, the features, though, I mean, there's so many, like, it depends what games you're comparing it to, because there's so many games these days that are just, you know, they can offer you anywhere from 10 to 40 hours, or longer, depending how much you're willing to put into the game, and if you want to do all the achievements, et cetera, et cetera. And like Batman Arkham Asylum. At first, I didn't think that'd be a $60 game because it's a one-player game. What are you going to do? I mean, you beat the campaign or the story mode, then you're done. And that only had like a, you know, 8 to 10 hour story, and it's like, then what do you do? But then I played all the challenges and tried to do the leaderboard stuff and went back through story mode to get everything completed 100% and do the achievements, and I got like over 40 hours out of that game, and I did not think that was going to happen. But
yeah, but it at least proved itself as a $60 game, right?
Yeah, because I got so much out of it.
That's just what I'm saying. Through how much I played, right now I can say that if I would have bought it for $60, I still would not think that would have been a good idea on my part.
All right. Just wanted to see your part of it.
I've actually got some interesting Halo news. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's this Halo Reach game, right? That's coming out tomorrow night at 12 o'clock.
What do I got here?
I don't know.
How about this?
Oh my god, gay!
Anyways, Halo Reach.
That's even gayer!
What?
That recent trailer was fucking sweet. That Instruments of War?
Was that what it was called?
I did
Implements of War.
Read my little Game Informer magazine that I get. That had a bunch of different facts about the Reach beta.
Facts or facts? Like FAQs?
F-A-C-T-S.
All right, go on.
Like, one of them was the most hours played by one person was like 189 hours. And it was about 12 hours a day, I guess, that they played.
189 hours?
Yeah.
Of the Halo Reach beta?
Yeah.
Jeez. The Halo Reach beta.
Yeah. And then
I
it
played
was
like 200 games, and that was around like 20 hours.
Yeah. And then it was like, there was like 16 million kills, and it had a whole bunch of different crazy stuff. I wish I would have brought it, but
nice.
Forgot.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that stats like after the beta ended. But yeah, I can't think of anything else, but yeah, it's really awesome.
First thing I'm going to do while I go home is check out what that final day thing is.
They've been having like a countdown thing.
Did you like your coordinates on Remember Reach?
Did I what?
You explain it better.
RememberReach.com has like a little monument to Noble Team where you can light up your own little light of the monument and it's your coordinates, so it'll show your little like Facebook account or whatever you link to it or whatever. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was neat.
It was pretty cool. So tomorrow, what do you think the GameStop we pre-ordered at will have for us?
Say Halo 3 tournament.
That's quite possible. Unfortunately, none of us were probably going to make it there in time.
GameStop's having a tournament, but it's not like a release day tournament. It's they have a 1v1 tournament on the 24th of Reach. It'll be a 1v1, and the winner wins money. It's only at the 180th GameStop. That's the only one around here.
Might as well give that one a shot, huh?
Yeah. Right by it.
The 24th? Like, what
day is
the 24th? Friday?
It's a Friday.
I don't have school on Friday.
Oh, shit. I got school all day Friday.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Maybe I will. Care to join me? While there.
I'm not going out in school before I make a quick
This is artistic, isn't it? If I just spooge all over this paper.
But anyways, and then they also have one that's online, that's over online, and that's 4v4 tournaments.
Ooh. Maybe we should give that one a
shot. I don't know if you can do both or what the rules are. I just saw it on GameStop's website. Yeah. But you can win money either way or prizes.
Are you trying to say you're included in that?
The 1v1, I think, is like $15,000. Not that you win, but you win your share of it. So out of all the GameStops that they're having it from, you probably get like $50 or $100 or something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, $50 is $50.
They pay for the game.
Yeah. But well, not really, because I paid $85 for the game, so...
Yeah.
I wonder if you'd have better chances in a 4v4 or 1v1.
Yeah, I just got the
4v4. It all depends.
There's a lot of teams that are good as teams, because they stick together and they'll rape
But have you ever noticed, like, when we all play together online, we very rarely lose? It seems like, to me.
Yeah, but...
I think whenever we play together, like in Team Slayer, I see us... We lose more often, but when we ever played, like, Clan Match in Halo 2 or... That John Coffey Invitational Tournament, when we actually know that it's like a competition.
We can bring it together when we need to.
We do well. We do better in competitions than we do in matchmaking.
Under pressure,
exactly.
Pushing down on me.
Other than that, we're just jackassing around.
Yeah, I'd like to do those.
Yeah,
it'd be cool if you could do both.
Me too. I would like.
If we could do a one versus all, join the 1v1 tournament. Except for Leaper, because he's not going to make it very far.
Hey,
no sense.
Hey.
I wish I could. I guess. What time is that? Do you know?
I'm getting better, but this month?
Yeah.
Are you going to be better by
September
24th?
Have you even played Halo lately?
He brought it back to my house. He was borrowing my Halo 3 disc.
I'll get that. Don't worry.
Well, you won't. You won't be able to play.
Yeah, I will.
You can't play, dude.
I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
All right. Halo Reach. Oh, yeah, we were talking about what they think or what we think they'll have. launch night or whatever.
Yeah.
Some Red Bull. I really like that.
I actually bought a can of Red Bull. It's sitting in my mini fridge. I'm saving it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have their own little, you know, tournament for nothing, or like their little in-store prizes that, you know, like the advertising stuff like they did at the thing or whatever, the trivia and all that. They'll probably have that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'd like to take place in a tournament. The Modern Warfare 2 one wasn't till later at night when we got there. So wasn't. That wasn't bad. And that was at the same GameStop.
You know what I remember? I remember at the Halo 3 release, there was like some trivia going on. And I think I answered something, and then Austin started arguing with me, which happens often. But he was talking kind of loud. So to get my point across, I was talking even louder. He's like, dude, be quiet. You're talking really loud. I'm like, screw you. You made me do it.
I think he still has the lanyard he won from that, too.
I want a box.
I want a pen. It was like a 360 pen.
I had a pen, too.
I didn't win shit.
Yeah, mine did, too. That's what I'm talking
about. Everything Microsoft made. Yeah,
exactly. I just like how the GameStop we pre-ordered at, even if the GameStop isn't sanctioning something, something happens. Like the GTA 4 release, we were at that GameStop, and they didn't really sanction anything.
Red
except
Bull.
For they had that Red Bull, but that was just the Red Bull people running by. Yeah. But that was when that guy tried to cook that ravioli with a match.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. And Modern Warfare 2, you know, tournament. And then what else?
They had DJ Hero.
DJ Hero. When was that?
Playing at the Modern Warfare 2.
Was that Modern Warfare 2?
I think they had both going on.
Well, then, you know, it's just that GameStop's always, like, badass. It's always something goes on. If something doesn't go on, I'm going to make something happen.
Let's go streaking!
You guys are ready for Halo Reach? All right, everyone run with me.
And then we cut line.
Yeah, the whole line runs with me.
Yeah, I'm really liking the way I watched some video. It was like a firefight preview where the Bungie guys were talking about it. It was on the dashboard.
Is that the one I was talking called, about?
Yeah, the level called Waterfront. They have like eight firefight maps, but I think they have like six of them are specific to firefights, so they're made specifically for it. And some of them look really neat. Like, there's that Glacier one that I was trying to show you.
How many maps are in total?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
There's for like a multiplayer.
There's, like, six firefight and multiplayer. There's, like...
I think not counting Forge
World.
Yeah,
there's, like,
there
eight
like
unique
eight.
Ones. But then there's... In Forge World, they already have set-in maps that they've made in Forge World. Like, an Ascension remake. That's perfect remake of Ascension from Halo 2. Sanctuary remake from Halo 2, and Caged, which is looks awesome. It's its own original map. It's like a new lockout type map. So, I think there's like 13 total, but 8 unique ones.
Is count, Pinnacle which, is that forged or is that
Pinnacle? Yeah, Pinnacle is forged, and that was the Ascension remake.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I'm gonna go around here. I'm probably gonna skip Leaper because he probably doesn't know any of the names. But which map are you looking forward to play on most? Stephen, go.
Can I say Forge World?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like the whole, like just the whole thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it. Pull the trigger.
Because there's also Reflection, which is Ivory Tower.
Yeah,
so
that's
that looks freaking awesome because I really liked Ivory Tower. It wasn't my favorite, but it was top 10 easily.
I like what they did with the wood grain, though. That just made it look really sweet.
I'll just say Forge World because I see so many damn possibilities coming out of that map.
Yeah.
Think of the possibilities.
Weeper, do you have one?
No.
I don't know. I'm really excited for Forge World 2. It's just like
Forge World.
there's so much more you can do with it. Like, you know, the
thank you, Steph.
Endphase. Well, Endphase. But I'm also really excited for Pinnacle because I want to bring back Tower of Power.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
You know, I didn't like, and you know, I'm trying to think of how I'm going to word this.
And the thing
it's not that I didn't like Tower of Power, but it started sucking.
Imagine Tower of Power on top of Spire.
What? Oh. That's the map I can't wait to play.
Sweet.
I want to
yeah.
play some Spire.
And the thing about the difference between Halo 2 and now is now you can actually put a hill where you want the tower to be. So you're actually, you can determine a winner by getting points of being up there.
Let's make the Tower of Power a warthog.
What's Tower of Power?
In Halo 2 on Ascension, you know, the bigger tower, not the small little tower on the other side. The bigger tower, basically, you're just trying to keep hold of it. It had a turret right there, and you were just... There was
no
like, zones or anything, so you couldn't mark territories or whatever, but you're just trying to take control of the tower, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Now, going around, probably skipping Leaper again. What vehicle are you looking forward to most?
You Stephen, want me to go. Start or you want to go backwards? So.
Tyler, go.
I'm looking forward to the rockets on the Warthog. That's going to be pretty sweet.
I want to drive the vehicle that's the Wraith and Banshee.
It's a Wraith and Ghost.
Yeah, Wraith and Ghost.
That's it. It's called the Revenant, by the way.
Revenant.
Revenant.
That one.
I got to go with the Revenant as well. That fucking thing looks awesome.
Revenant does look awesome, but I'm going to go with, just to see if it's changed from the beta, the Scorpion tank. Because I want to see if a stiff wind will destroy me like
they did. They did say in their podcast after the beta, I think I mentioned this before, that they did increase some of the vehicle strengths because they realized that some of them were just weak.
Yeah, because I understand how people get annoyed when vehicles are just, you know, dominating the map. But that Scorpion tank, it was like 50-50. Like,
I think there's enough in this game to destroy the vehicles that the vehicles should be powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's already enough to begin with, you know, like the plasma pistol, the rocket launcher, and the Spartan laser. Then they added the grenade launcher to stop it, and plasma grenades just fucking everything up.
Well, the rockets.
Plasma launcher as
and
well.
And the plasma launcher.
The rockets try to track again, don't they? Or is that just aircraft?
I'm not sure. It could be just aircraft. I'm not really sure. Okay. And you have your own classes, invisibility, and stuff like that to help you get to the tank easier.
The next question.
So, I mean, there's a lot of...
All right, I got two more of these, and then we're going to cut off this Halo Reach Around segment and end the podcast. Which weapon are you looking forward to most? Stephen, go.
I'm going to have to go... The pistol's a lot of fun, but I'm going to have to go with the grenade launcher.
Grenade launcher is
that
really
was
fun.
So much fun
yeah,
to use
was,
in the beta.
It was a lot of fun. Weeper, you got anything?
I don't have anything here.
Do you know what game we're talking about?
Wait, what's going on? Are we playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Tyler.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to trying the focus rifle out.
Focus rifle was pretty good.
That thing was a rape machine.
It was a rape machine. I wanted to say grenade launcher, but just to be different, I'm actually going to say the energy sword, and here's why. Because it looks more like a stealth weapon now than it ever was before, rather than just a run at someone and use it. And as in the beta, I use the invisibility more than anything, and I think I'm going to continue that for the most part in the actual game. So with invisibility and sword, I think I would have a lot of fun.
I heard the hammer has actually more of a launch.
The hammer
now
is
than
probably
two.
The most powerful
yeah,
of the
it's got more of a launch
trifecta
problem.
Now. Like of the close range, you got shotgun, hammer, and sword, which kind of play off of each other. You know, shotgun's the anti-sword, etc., and hammer's just kind of the hammer. It's good against sword.
The hammer's just
but
rapes ass.
The thing about the sword, though, is now there's a sword block.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you, like, I think it's done if you melee them as they're slicing, like,
that
perfectly.
Makes sense.
And that's why I think using it as a stealth weapon would be best.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you sneak up on someone with that thing, it's going to be fun.
Game right. over, man.
Last but not least, I'm going to go around. Tyler, you're going to start. Which armor loadout are you looking forward to the most? Tyler, start.
I think the hologram.
Hologram.
I'm either going to say hologram or invisibility.
Because it was the last
it's
two
only
you
two,
heard.
You know.
No, they're not the last two. All right, I know what else there is.
What else is there?
There's the armor lock, and there's run, and there's other stuff.
Right, I'll let you pass on that one. Stefan?
Hologram.
Hologram?
I like the thought of all the possibilities you could maybe do with it. And it was one that wasn't in the beta, so that's...
Yeah.
That and a shield drop have me interested to at least give them a try.
Yeah, that one seems pretty interesting.
All right, well, to buck the hologram trend and excluding invisibility, because I'm just going to exclude that because I already said that's the one I really want to play, I would say jetpack.
Yeah, that does look
they
like
were fun.
Was a lot of fun.
Do a lot of fun with that.
They were great. Bing. I love jetpack, especially infinite jetpack. Sounds like it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
so
that'd be great.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't tell you how many times that'd be nice having that as I fall off a fucking mat because I jump backwards. Oops.
Yeah. Yeah, they're nice to have and they were fun to use. All right, so that's gonna conclude it for Halo Reach Around, and that's gonna conclude it for this podcast. Remember, look us up on Facebook, Twitter, blog, email us, powerpodcast@gmail.com. You'll find us. We'll talk back to you. So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.
Yakety yak, don't talk back.